Oké, dankie julle. Ek weet dit was nou klomp dinge vanoggend. Maar ek is opgewonde vir wat die Here doen. So vanoggend wil ek met julle 'n woord deel wat aansluit by laasweek, maar ook by vanoggend by die doop en dit wat hier so gebeur het. So for you, those of you who want to follow in English, just the reading of the word is going to be in John 12 from verse 12 onwards. And then after that, we're going to speak about that piece. But before that, let's just bring the word before God. Father, thank you that your word, Lord, is the thing that changes us. And Lord, we bring, Lord, this word before you in our hearts. And Holy Spirit, we ask, Lord, that you open our minds and our hearts now. And every distraction, Lord, we just bind in Jesus' name. And God, we ask that every person and every heart here will hear what the Lord speaks to them this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Johannes 12, lees our psalm with me. Oor my is genade dood van die graankorrel wat ons vanoggend doen. Anyway, ek dink is 'n cool titel. Kom ons doen dit. Goed, Johannes 12. Die volgende dag het 'n groot menigte feesgangers toe hulle dit hoor na Jesus na Jerusalem gekom, palmtakke geneem en uitgegaan om tegemoet geroep: Hosanna, geseend is hy wat in die naam van die Here, die koning van Israel kom. En Jesus, het 'n jong esel gevind en daarop gaan sit soos geskrywe is: Moenie vrees nie, dogter van Sion, kyk, jou koning kom en sit op 'n vul van die esel. En dit het sy disciples echter eerst nie verstaan nie, maar nadat Jesus verheerlik is, toe het by hulle bygeval dat hierdie dinge van hom geskrywe was en dat hulle dit aan hom gedoen het. En die skare wat by hom was, toe hy Lazarus uit die graf uitgeroep het en hom uit die dode opgewek het, het daarvan getuig. Daarom het die skare hom ook tegemoet gegaan, omdat hulle gehoor het dat hy hierdie teken gedoen het. En die fariseers het vir mekaar gesê: sien julle dat julle niks vorder nie? Kyk, die hele wêreld loop agter hom aan. En daar was sommige Grieke onder die wat opgekom het om by die feeste aanbid, en hulle het na Filippus gegaan, wat van Bethsaida in Galilea was, en hom gevra gesê: my Heer, ons wil graag vir Jesus sien. En Filippus kom en sê dit vir Andreas, en Andreas en Filippus vertel dit weer vir Jesus. Maar Jesus antwoord hulle en sê: die uur het gekom dat die Seun van die mens verheerlik moet word. Voorwaar, ek sê vir julle, as 'n koringkorrel nie in die grond val en sterf nie, bly dit alleen. Maar as dit sterf, dra dit veel vrug. Wie sy lewe lief het, sal dit verloor. Maar wie sy lewe haat in hierdie wêreld, sal dit bewaar vir die ewige lewe. As iemand my dien, laat hom vir my volg. En waar ek is, daar sal my dienaar ook wees. En as iemand my dien, sal die Vader hom eer. Ok, tot dusver die skriflesing vir vanoggend. Julle kan my eers daai los, dit kom aan die einde. So, vanoggend in hierdie teks kry ons 'n skrif wat die Here soos vir ons net wys twee dele van hierdie skrif. Eerste ding is die feit dat Jesus is koning van Israel. Dit het ons aan die begin gesien. Maar die ander deel daarvan is dat hy ook soos die koning is van die hele wêreld. Nou vanoggend toe ek nou kyk op Facebook en al daai plekke, dit wat Hendrik ook nou net soos gesê het en van laasweek se preek af, soos the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He is the King of everything. He is the King of all and the Lord of all. En in hierdie skrif vind ons dit en ons sien dat hy soos dit daar vir die mense wys. In Johannes 12 van vers 12 tot 13 dan sê hulle soos: Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Nou, wanneer soos ons kyk na die koning van Israel, dan moet ons verstaan die context waarin die mense geoperate het in die tyd. Verstaan, they were looking for a king to come. They were looking for the Messiah, the promised one, to come. And now they find Jesus and they see the miracles that Jesus is doing and they look to him and they say, this is the Messiah. Now, in ons context is dit eintlik maklik om dit nou te kan verstaan. The people were looking for the Messiah. In what way? Hoeveel van ons wat hierso sit, het nie al gaan dink oor ons land nie? As Jacob Zuma maar net soos kan afstaan en sit dan jou blank space daarin. En XYZ kan hom opvolg. Dan gaan het cool wees. Okay, is dit net 'n waal wat sulke gedagtes al gehad het? So in our context, it's easy to understand the place from where these people are coming from. They've been oppressed by the Romans. They are in a bad space. They are looking for a king like David that rules everything, that rules all of creation. But in their context, that means even ruling over the Roman Empire, which is oppressing them. So it is makkelijk vir hulle om te kon sien, luister, Jesus wat kom, hy is daai een. He is the one that's going to be raised up. So that is why when you see this thing happen, Jesus enters into Jerusalem like a king. Because the people are expecting him to put up his reign. But not in the way that they thought it will happen. So, en staan, Jesus het nie soos weggeskram van daai ding af nie. Weet, Jesus must have known the word really well. Obviously. It's always that thing, you know, he was fully God, but he was also fully man. En soos al die profeseë oor hom, moes hy soos aktief gespreek het, because he knew that those things were speaking of him. Dink net bietjie daaroor. Okay? Just think about it for a second on Jesus knowing that he should enter into Jerusalem on a donkey's colt. En hy doen dit. So toe hulle vir hom sê, "Right, Hosanna, geseënd is hy wat kom in die naam van die Here," toe weet hy dis by die plek waar hulle is, hulle soek 'n koning en hy is 'n koning. En in so 'n mate is hy 'n koning dat hy gaan en hy vervul 'n profesie wat oor hom in die Ou Testament geskryf is, "Behold your king is coming riding on a donkey's colt." En hy neem daai plek aan en hy sê in dit sê hy soos, "Yes, I am the king of Israel. I am the Messiah." En dan jy weet net om soos dit al daai koningskap van Jesus soos om dit soos to drive it home, John writes that the Pharisees, the leaders of the religion of that time, what do they say? Hulle sê, "Kyk, wat baie dat julle al hierdie goed wat julle al gesê het." En nou wat sê hulle? "The whole earth, the whole world is following him." Nie net Israel nie, en dan om dit soos nog verder deur te druk, dan hier in die middel van nêrens, hier kom in hierdie storie, skryf Johannes en dan sê, wie kom maar aan? Grieke. Some Greeks came to do what? To see Jesus. So om soos net mooi te wys, dis nie net vir Israel nie, dis vir die hele wêreld. Nou bring hy soos sommer hier die Grieke ook aan. Grieke was die Jode nie. Okay, Grieke was mense soos ek en jy. I know some of us here would really like to be Jews. You're not. You are a heathen. Volgens die Bybel. Make a peace with that. But in Christ, you are the Jew of Jews and whatever you want to call it, okay? 'N kind van God. So, hy kom en hy sê, hierdie mense, hierdie Grieke, in Johannes 12 vers 20 tot 22, wat sê hulle? They say, "Can we see Jesus, please?" And again, in this world, whenever people have got some standing, you know, some fame or acclamation or something that is making people want to come to them, they want to see them. They want to have an audience with them. So hulle wil gaan staan, hulle sê, soos, en dan kom jy maar sien aan die selfie generation. Jy kry hulle baie. Check wie ek raak geloop. My old buddy. Die koningin van Engeland. Whatever. That's how we are. We are vain like that, people. Or maybe just me. Weird. Whenever we see somebody that's got status or is famous, hey, check it out. The Greeks come and they are in that place. So hulle wil met Jesus praat, hulle wil met hierdie koning wat kom gesels. En dan kom Jesus en hy doen 'n weird ding. Men Johannes skryf nie vir ons daar wat gebeur het of Jesus vir hulle gesien het nie. Ek dink dalk is so nie. And the reason I say is Jesus's mother and brothers come to him and say, "We want to speak to Jesus." And he's busy and he's saying, "Who is my brothers? Who is my mother? These." So dis is sy familie. Vir wat hy besig is om te doen. So ek dink daai Grieke dalk nog nie vir Jesus gesien so wat hulle wou nie. But then Jesus says an interesting thing. He says that who want to see me, if you want to see me, here's what's going to happen. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. So Jesus sê in daai plek, hy sê, luister, my uur het gekom vir my om soos in heerlikheid gekleed te word. Weird. Jesus knows that he's going to die now. And what does he say? My hour has come to be glorified. Anderster denke as ons. Hy sê so, hierdie Grieke, hierdie mense wat my wil sien, they will see me. Maar hulle gaan vir hom sien, soos wat ek en jy vir hom sien. Soos wat die hele wêreld vir hom sien. Raised up on a cross, glorified. En daai het die mense gebreek. This King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that we have been hoping for, that we've seen the evidence, we've seen the miracles. He is the one. Now he dies on a cross. And Jesus sê, ek word verheerlik. En dis hoe jy my gaan sien. En hulle het dit Jesus so verwag nie. Nou, wanneer dit kom by hierdie skrif, en dit wat vanoggend hier so gebeur het, jy weet, as ons na Jesus se lewe kyk, Jesus se lewe is daar vir ons om na te boots, na te volg. Maar, soos een van my vriende soos op Facebook net weer geskryf het, gaan kyk 'n bietjie na die liedjies wat deesdae gesing word. Consumerism has come in such a way into our lives that we don't even know it anymore. Wat sê 'n verbruiker? Nog meer, nog meer, nog meer. En dan sing ons liedjies soos More of you, Jesus. More of you for me. Dat is een plek van een honger vir die Here. Maar die Here kan nie meer gee as wat hy gegee het, die mense. He has given everything. Himself on the cross, Jesus Christ. That is it. All of God. He has given to us. So dat is een plek waar ons soos uit die denkwijze moet uitkom, soos wat die Grieke uitgekom het, soos die Jode uitgekom het, gedink het, Jesus is die koning wat vir hulle gaan verlos van die Romeinse heerskappy. Nee, but Jesus said, I'm going to be glorified. En ek wil graag hê dat julle moet volg dat wat ek doen. Nou raak moeilik. So, hy sê daar so in vers 25, hierdie 25 en 26 van Johannes 12, sê dat wie sy lewe lief het, sal het verloor. This is really challenging for me, people. For those of us who love our lives, you will lose it. Maar dan sê die ander deel ook dan, maar wie sy lewe haat in hierdie wêreld, sal het bewaar vir die ewige lewe. Vers 26, as iemand my dien, laat hom vir my volg, en waar ek is, daar sal my dienaar ook wees. En as iemand my dien, sal die Vader hom eer. So Jesus says, if you want to see me, you need to become like me. As wilt. If you want to see me, become like me. So, sê dit gou stil hierso, en dan dink jy vir een oomblik, dink gou, wanneer was jy die naaste aan die Here gewees? In jou lewe. En as een legio van goed wat jy kan aan dink, seker. Maar wanneer in jou lewe was jy die naaste aan die Here? Wel, 90% van die tyd is dit wanneer jy regtig nie meer op jouself kon staat maak nie. When all of who you are, all of your back doors, all of your bridges, all of the stuff that you've built in as cover for you has been burnt away. And there's no other option left but Christ. Dan is jy nou by hier. Maar baie keer is ons so vasgevang, jy weet, in hierdie wêreld en sy dinge. Wat fyn is, dat ons soek vir 'n redder somewhere. Selfs al weet ons Jesus is die redder, jy soek nog steeds die Afrikaanse spreekwoord wat sê soos, weet as my skipie ingekom het. When my boat has arrived with the millions and gazillions, then we're really spiritual about it, and I know that most of you have dreamt about it. You know, if I win a lot of money, I'm going to give half of it away to the poor people. Amen. Hallelujah. Very noble of you. But the reason that we do that is because I can keep the other half. And all of my problems will be sorted out. Maybe so. Money is a great thing, people. Om geld te hê en om rykdom te hê is wonderlik. Dit maak die lewe maklik. Makliker. Dit maak die lewe makliker en 'n klomp goeders. You know why? Because you've got more options. If you're sitting here today and you have got no other options left, then you are poor. And that's not just about money. If you have been enslaved by something and your options are limited to that place where you can only do what that thing that controls you wills you to do, then you are poor, people. But hallelujah, God has come for the poor in spirit. Jesus has died for the poor in spirit so that they can have life and life in abundance. But in that place where all your options are, you know, gone, you go and you say, Jesus, help me. Daai is die kragtigste gebede wat daar is, wat ek al gesien het in my lewe. Dis nie soos hierdie fancy 60,000 woorde wonderlik aan dink die mense so, wow, jy is so verskriklik articulate met jou woorde nie. Nee. God help me. And God pitches in those moments. The Holy One of Israel is close to the brokenhearted, like the word came to this morning. Hy is die een wat soos wag staan om sy woord, om dit in jou soos teenwoordigheid te doen, as jy by daai plek gekom het. God help me. So, hierdie mense wag vir 'n koning, hulle kry hom nie soos wat hulle hom gekry het, hy gaan dood aan daai kruis, en, jy weet, dit wat soos begin het as 'n triumphal entry, eindig vir daai mense as absolute failure. But Jesus said, I'm going to be glorified and you will see me as all other people will see me lifted up on that cross, and then you must make the decision about me. All of us. That's where we're at. Jesus has been raised from the dead, and the question for all of us is, who's that man in your eyes that has been raised from the dead? So, vanoggend wil ek soos vir julle 'n paar goed net gou voorhou uit hierdie skrif uit. Because you know what? If it was easy to follow Jesus, he would not have said, narrow is the way that leads to godliness, that leads to the kingdom of heaven. And broad is the way that leads to destruction. Dis maklik. Dis maklik om deur daai breë pad in te gaan. Dis moeiliker om deur daai klein plekkie in te gaan. En nou die dag het ek 'n groot ding gelees rondom narrow is the road that leads to life. Dis nie 'n uitsluitende ding nie. So met ander woorde, dit beteken nie dat soos hier's net van ons wat daar kan ingaan nie. That narrow is just meaning that this door, this Jesus door is one door, it's a narrow door. Enter through him and you'll have life in abundance. It's just Jesus. Enter through that door and you will have life. You will have deliverance. You will have everything that your heart wants. But you need to enter through the narrow door of Christ Jesus. And not the broad door of all of the plethora of gods and yourself and all of that, you know, just to go where? To go to the destruction. En is maklik om daar in te gaan, Want jy gaan nie baie oppositie hê daar nie. En is lekker. Ja, sonde is lekker. Wie van julle geniet nie sonde nie? Halleluja. Die van julle wat soos baie meer heilig is as ek. But there's a place where you can become holy like Jesus, yes. En dan hou jy baie minder van sonde. But you know, you wouldn't have done sin if it wasn't something that was nice. Something that gave you an experience that it is great. So there is something there, but anyway, we're not going to focus on that. Narrow is the door. That door is Jesus Christ. And it is actually very wide. Everybody, every person can go in through that door. Even though the door is narrow. God has opened up the whole world for everybody in the whole world, his heart through that door. It's for everybody. But it's not easy. Okay? Following Christ is definitely not easy, especially in this world. And especially in the time that we are in now. Dis nie maklik om vir Jesus te volg nie. And Jesus said it. Jesus was die beste ou gewees om ons verwagting te bestuur. Hy sê vir ons in vers 24 tot 26 en sê die volgende goed, vier goed oor wat moeilik is. Die eerste een sê hy soos a grain of wheat must die. So dit wat vanoggend hierso geskied het is 'n simboliese handeling vir wat daai ding sê. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. So I want to put out a challenge there to you this morning. In daai skrif is die feit dat jy soos alleen voel op een of ander manier, dalk die saad wat jy nie wil los nie. There's something that you are holding on to that you don't want to let die so that it can increase. Myne. Whatever that is. Myne. En jy weet dat die Here is druk op jou knop baie man. Hy sê hy soos luister, amper val ek weer van die stage. Hier's nou 'n nuwe gat hier. Hy sê die Here, luister Dewaal. Ek soek hierdie ding van jou. Dan sê ek soos it's always easy to say, ja Here. I'll give it to you. That's the easy part. You know what the difficult part is? Letting go. That is difficult. Because we all know in a religious sense, we must let Jesus have everything. That's easy. The hard part is letting go and letting die things that are close to your heart. En jy kan begin waar ook al het, of het nou geld is, of het gemak is, of het jou kinders is, of het jou ouers is, of het net soos, ek weet nie wat het is hier. Anything that gives us comfort, it's difficult to let go. En Here sê soos, vir jou om soos vrug te dra, baie vrug, you must let that grain of wheat fall into the ground and die. And Jesus gave his life, you know, that's why he died. He said this in that context, knowing that he was going to die on that cross. He said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But he knew he had to go through that so that all of us, that narrow door, all of us can go through that narrow door and get saved. Hy moes het gedoen het. And dying, people, is really hard. Dying to yourself. You know, if somebody kills you, dying is easy. You just, you know, either your heart stops or you bleed to death or whatever. But I'm speaking about in your life, stuff that God asks you to let go of so that can die. That's hard. Goed, so ek gaan nie soos doekies omdraai nie. Dit is baie keer moeilik om daai goeders te laat gaan. Maar ons moet dit laat gaan sodat wat kan gebeur. Okay, sal nou daarby kom. Vers 25 sê, Jesus calls us to hate our lives in this world. Want hy sê daar soos, hy wat sy lewe lief het, sal het verloor. And he who loves his life will lose it. Goed, so as jy kyk by die plek, wat die Here vir ons sê, ons raak gered, okay? Just a little bit of Bible school, for those of you who started with Bible school. The Bible school have got open sessions, net so op die punt. Daar's drie open sessies vir die Bible school vir die volgende drie dinsdae op dinsdag. So, You can come. You don't have to commit to Bible school anyway. Just come and see what it's about if you're wondering. Okay, so the first sessions are open sessions. You can just come and sit in. And then you can decide. Okay, so kom, is hier by die kerk, Dinsdag aande, 6:30. Goed, vir Bybelskool 1. En dan kom, kyk julle of julle dit wil doen. Anyway, salvation has got three parts. There's a point in your life where you are saved, where you say, Jesus, this is my life. And then, after you've done that, you are being saved. Van hierdie plek. Om soos dood te gaan tot jouself. En jy gaan die plek aan hê, totdat jy die dag gered raak, wanneer either Jesus terugkom, of jy doodgaan. So that is the three parts that you, that's what we teach you in Bible school. That salvation is a, it's an event, it's a process, and it's an ultimate culmination. That is what salvation is. So, waar ook al jy is, is deel van hierdie plek. So meeste van ons sit in die plek van die korrel. So jy moet doodgaan vir jouself. Dagliks. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. En is baie keer moeilik. So, as jy lief is vir jou lewe, is sekere deel wat jy nie wil laat gaan nie, dan gaan jy soos dit verloor. Jou lewe, in die sin. So remember that part. Okay, dit is nou die negatieve goed, ons kom net op die positieve, moet nie so stress nie. Die derde ene is, Jesus sê ons moet vir hom volg. Sê daar, so, if anyone wants to serve me, let him follow me. En om die hele tijd soos vir Jesus te volg is moeilik. Vraag vir die disciples. Net een van hulle het gemaakt by die kruis. Die rest gebuil. En het is bykie rof gewees. Following Jesus is sometimes hard. And then, finally, sê daar so, if anyone serves me, en dis hy ding, soos, amper soos a waiter by a tafel. Dis wat jy is, jy is a servant. And serving is baie keer moeilik, hard. In that place where you lay down your life for other people and for God. Goed, so daar is nou die negatieve goed, so dis die moeilike stuff wat ek nog sê, so die, wat is die great goed daarvan? The glorious things is die volgende, en die selle goed. Yes, daar staat moet doodgaan, maar wat is die positieve daarvan? Wat is die glorious deel van jy wat jouself of jou leven neerle, of die ding wat die Heer vir jou vraag, om dit vir hom te gee en dit te laat gaan? You will bear much fruit. That's amazing. Daar gaan 'n klomp vrug in jou lewe wees, as jy toelaat vir die stap wat die Heer jou vra om te doen, waarvan jou lewe ingesluit is, om dit te laat doodgaan. Then you will bear much fruit. En jy gaan kyk, die hele Bybel is vol van daai goed. Jesus kom by die vyeboom. En ons dink, kyk, toe vind hy niks vrug daar nie. En toe kus hy die vyeboom. Ek sê nie, hy gaan dit met jou doen nie. Ek sê soos, the Bible is full of fruit. If there's fruit in your life, God is pleased with you. Good fruit. Goed, so jy gaan vrug dra, goeie is of slecht is, jy moet net soos weet, luister, as ek bereid is om soos daai dood te gaan, then I will bear much fruit. That is the glorious thing of our lives. Great fruit comes when we let it die. Tweede ene, as jy jou lewe lief het, die negatieve kant daarvan, maar hy sê soos, if you hate your life in this world, you will do what? You will keep it to eternity. Jy weet, eerder dit is wat ek my lewe lief het hierso, en ek verloor het in die ewigheid. So die glorious ding van om jou lewe neer te leen, soos net jou lewe eintlik te haat in 'n sekere sin, so wat Jesus gesê het, dat jy dit sal kan hou vir ewigheid. That is the glorious thing, en ek weet dit is moeilik, want ons kan nie dit nou al sien nie, dit kom eers in ewigheid. It will be worth it, people. Die derde ene, en ek is amper klaar vir oggend, ek sien die manne wat hulle koppiekies vasthou, hulle wil hom soos net, soos, kom ons, kom maak nou klaar met die ding. Daarin sê, dat Jesus gaan voor ons uit, en hy maak vir ons die plek reg, en dan sit gewoon aan die en op, as hy, om Jesus te volg na God, so following Jesus is the place where sometimes he leads us to Golgotha, to a place where you must die, like the first part says, maar om vir Jesus te volg is a groot blessing. Maar ek soek eindelijk die maak, ga gewoon die volgende slide, druk nog 6 keer, nog een keer, daar is hy. Wanneer Jesus kom by die plek, om vir Jesus te volg, dan, hy gaan vir jou kleed in heerlijkheid. There will be glory in your life right now, as you follow Jesus. People will see it in you. Die weer ding wat gebeur is, soos baie keer wanneer Jesus vir Jesus volg, maar met jou hele hart, verstaan, jy is soos op die pad waar jy so stap saam met hom, mense sien het in jou gezicht, they know that you are full of glory, they don't know what it is, but they see it, and say, iets is anders al by jou. Wanneer ons by die plek gekom het, waar ons soos verstrengel geraak het met die staf van die wereld, is asof daar een bykie verdwijn, jy weet, dan mense soos, kyk hulle vir my en sê, wel, hy spark is weg, papie, wat gaan aan by jou? And in that place you can say, oh, nee, alles is fine. Or you can be honest and say, het gaan bykie rof, by my. Because people can see it. When we follow Christ, the glory of the Lord is in us, and we see it all around us. And then lastly, is that when we are his servants, and this is the great one, when we serve Jesus, the Father will honor you. That is amazing, glorious thing om vooruit te kyk. Wanneer jy vir Jesus soos volg en dien met jou lewe, the Father will honor you. And it's not just in heaven one day. You will be honored here also, already. But we can look forward to that place where the Father will honor you. En weet as, niks beter soos volgend met wat hier so gebeur het. Wanneer jy as kind kyk na jou pa, en jou pa eer jou, dan daai gevoel wat jy kry wanneer jy soos weet, my Father is well pleased in me. That's an amazing thing. Hier is baie van ons wat hier so sit, omdat jou pa nie daai nou noodwendig vir jou gesê het, dit is nou by Encounter 3 wat Pieter en Irina soos saam met die faciliteerders en die mense van woensdag afgedoen het, soos, wanneer jy nie daai ding in jou leven gehoor het, in jou hart nie, jy is okay nie, dan is baie mense soos nice in die buitenkant, maar hier in jou hart, jy soek die hele tyd vir iets. So being honored by the Father in who you are is the ultimate thing that we are all looking for. And that is the glorious thing that will happen when we follow Jesus with our lives. The Father will honor us. Ek weet nie hoe jy het gaan doen nie, maar ek weet hy sal 'n great manier kry om dit te doen. He will honor you for what you have done while following Christ when you come to heaven one day. So, om klaar te maak vir oggend, dit wat hier so gebeur het by die doop, soos elke een van ons het hierdie proses moontlik al deurgegaan, die van ons nog nie, maar daai proses gebeur in ons lewens soos met 'n klomp staf. Are you willing to let go and let die your life so that you can have all of those glorious things that God promises? Jesus is the one that went before us. He is the one that said, follow me. So wat hou jy vas vanoggend? Gaan nie. Los dit. Let it die. So that the glory of God can come and raise from the dead whatever you have sown in this life. Hallelujah. Kolle, jylle kan maar voor toe kom. Father, thank you that this morning we know that what we are is because of what Christ has done for us. Maar Here, dankie dat jy vir ons bring by die plek, Here, waar ons saam kan stap. Here, dat die proses, Here, om gered te raak is amazing. Here, die proses hoe jy vir ons meer en meer, Here, na jy beeld verander, Here, is wonderlik. But God, I pray, Lord, like we've seen this morning, symbolically, as we lay our lives down and we get baptized, and we're saying to this spiritual realm that I'm dying. The old man is dying now, and the new man will raise up through the Spirit in Christ Jesus. It's just something that's symbolic, Lord, that we show. But Father, I pray, Lord, that symbolic thing will be in our lives, God. Here dat daai ding soos in ons vasgevang sal wees, Here, met alles wat U van ons vra. Here, dat dit wat U gesê het, net voordat U aan die kruis gesterf het, dat unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. Here, ek bid, Here God, dat geen van die vrug, Here, wat ons dra in ons lewens, Here, nie soos by die plek sal kan kom, Here, waar ons dit kan neerlê, Here, as saad, Here God, in ons, in die grond van dood gaan, Here, so dat het kan opkom, Here, en baie vrug dra. God, I pray, Lord, that every heart that is holding on to some stuff, hoping, God, for some breakthrough. God, you are the God that gives us that breakthrough. But Father, you are looking to us and say, are you willing to let your life go for my sake? And Father, I pray, Lord, that every one of us, God, will stand and know that the glory, God, that you will bring forth from us, letting our lives just die for your sake, will be much greater than holding on to it.